The Holy Gospel for today comes from John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. Who can say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father's in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing this work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I'll do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, and he lives with you and will be in you. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, good morning. You got a good morning in you? Good morning. Yeah, it is a good morning. It's a beautiful morning. All right, how much do you know about fire? You guys know anything about fire? You know something about fire? Yeah. Man, you know something about fire? Ooh, yes, it is very hot. It is very, very hot. Fire can be very hot, but you know it also can be very big. Big, 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 big. Well, in Acts today, we heard how Spirit came in like a roaring noise. Kind of appropriate when the themes roar, right, for VBS? How about we give a good roar? Meow. Yeah, that was a good roar if I've ever heard one. Oh, come on, you guys know how to roar, right? 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 Yeah. People aren't lions. You are correct. I am not a lion. We are not lions. But we can still roar. We can go boo or roar. But it can come in. It's loud. It's huge. Like a wildfire. Have you seen pictures of a wildfire? Fire is everywhere. Like the walls are on fire. The town's on fire. Everything's on fire. That's boom! There's a lot of fire. That's kind of like Pentecost was, the day of Pentecost. It was like, boom! Fire. Boom! Yes. Fire on the heads. They're speaking all kinds of languages. And when we think of Pentecost, that's kind of what we think, right? Big. But what can fire also be? If it's not big, it can be small. You see that candle behind you? What are the odds that's going to burn this building down? Probably not great, especially considering it's kind of watering there. As soon as it tips over, it's going to go out. But it's small. Itty bitty. It's quiet. I can't even hear it. Can't even hear crackle. Can't hear anything. That's John's gospel today. An advocate. It's quieter. It's not the loud thing we think about at Pentecost, the loud roaring thunder. It's small, and yet it's so big. And it can start small. It could be a tiny one right here that doesn't make much noise. Could be tiny there. Could be there. 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 You can't even see it. It's so small, so quiet. And yet, it spreads like wildfire. It goes out, and it comes to all of us. It comes to me. Oh! My head's on fire. Their heads are on fire. Spirit is there. Sometimes we don't get to experience it in the roaring way. I wish we did. I really do. But a lot of times it's the quiet. No, I know no lions. I will not be lined anymore today. I promise. Okay, no more. But oftentimes it's so quiet, and it works in quiet ways. And that's the Spirit that we're going to be talking about today, because there's no one way to talk about the Spirit. It's amazing. So remember, even though you can't hear it, it's still there. How do you know that? Feel that a little bit? Feel that promise? I started you on fire, now I'm putting you out. No, it feels good. That's the promise of your baptism that you can remember. That promise that you've been sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for sending your Spirit. Use us to share the good news of Christ so that others may know they're filled with the Spirit, even when it's in quiet ways. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Easy question. Yeah, that's right. You get to talk to each other. Hope you... Anyway, it's an easy question. And I want you to tell it. Why are you here today? Easy. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor why you came to church today. I don't care what the answer is. You just tell them why you came to church today. Why are you here? If you happen to be a radio listener, why did you turn on the radio to listen to us today? Why? What brought you here? Yeah. There's going to be all sorts of answers. I know it. I just know it. All right, why are you here? And you can't say because I told you to, because I didn't tell you to come. Anybody? Why are you here today? To worship God. Good? Yeah? To praise God. Good? To worship together. Nice. Yeah. Ooh, to get a break from the intensive camp. Yes, that is a good reason to come here. You came to hear my sermon. Well, check's in the mail. It might be. We'll see. Anybody else? Why are you here? Why are you here? Maybe your mom made you come? Yep, I've been there. I've been there both ways because my dad's a pastor, so that's kind of a, yeah, gotta go. But why are we here? Why am I here today? Why am I standing up here today? Well, because you called me, and how on earth did I get called here? Well, that's a long story, which we don't really have time for. But it goes all the way back. It goes back to the beginning, and it starts with one story. One story. And that is the story of Jesus. That's why I'm here today. That's why I've always loved Holy Week and the cross, the story and the promise of Jesus. The promise of the stone being rolled away. But what on earth makes that so different from, let's say, oh, what's a good story? Goldilocks and the Three Bears. What's so different about it? What's so different about it from reading, say, Harry Potter or watching the Avengers movies? Why don't I believe in those things instead? What is it that makes it special? What compels me to come here? What compels you to come here to worship God, to praise God, to be in a community together, to get away from the wrestling for a little bit? Because there's lots of places you could probably go to do that, but something has brought you here in this place. Working preacher this week told me to pick a direction of the Spirit. Okay, because it goes in so many different ways. Just today you heard the Tower of Babel and how the words became jumbled. You heard the Acts text and the roaring. I promised I wouldn't roar, so I just do it quiet. Well, the roaring, the Spirit coming in, the flashy Spirit, the one we think about, but we don't always get to see. There's the Advocate, the calm, subtle, intimate, softer, quieter Spirit. The introverted Spirit, maybe, that works in many different ways. And that's where we are. That's the direction I want to look at today, that quiet Spirit, that Advocate that somehow has pulled you here today. Because let's look at where we've came from. I promised you 2 weeks ago I was coming back to this. Where have we come from in John? This past month, there's one thing that holds it all together. About 1, 2, 3 weeks ago, we talked about love one another, didn't we? And these are all tied together because it's all in the same part of the farewell discourse, as it's called. Jesus' last testament to us. Love one another as I have loved you. The week after that, we looked at the peace. The peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, that the world can't give, surpasses all understanding. Last week, we learned about the prayer that all may be one. How do we know all of this comes together? How do we know it's possible to have a peace that surpasses our understanding? How is it possible to know all this? The Advocate. So why are we here today? Why do we ever come to worship? Is it just to read the Scriptures? Is it to be in relationship? What brought us here? Because we can read so many books. We can do so many things outside of here. I could be mowing my lawn before it rains. But here we are, together in this place. And it's this relationship through the Spirit. Similar to what Jesus is talking about in John, about how I'm in the Father's in me. The Spirit sends the Advocate, the one to speak on another's behalf, to be there with us. That's the Spirit. What does the Spirit do? Well, if it didn't do its job, we'd never know. We probably wouldn't be here. The story of Jesus, the promise of Jesus, probably would have died out very fast if the Spirit didn't do its job. After all, what do we say in the Apostles' Creed, which we're going to do in just a little bit? What do we believe about the Holy Spirit? This is always kind of humorous to me because it is such a big subject. But when we say the Apostles' Creed, what do we say about the Holy Spirit? It's like five words. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Does that answer your question? Does that give you much? Sure, we believe it. What does that mean? It's pretty vague if you ask me, and that's okay. Because as one of the commentaries this week says, if you point to only one thing the Spirit can do and say that is an absolute, you're not letting the Spirit blow and do its will. You're tying it down. So that's the big question. What does this mean? And this is the time of year we can always come back to that good old book some of you memorized, some of you didn't, some of you have no idea what this even is. The Small Catechism. What does this mean to believe in the Holy Spirit? Martin Luther puts it in words that we can't probably have come up with our own. I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with His gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way He calls, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, keeps it united with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, day after day, He fully forgives my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, He'll raise me and all the dead and give me and all believers in Christ eternal life. How's it end? This is most certainly true. If that's not enough to know what the Spirit's up to, Jesus says it in today's gospel. The Advocate's going to teach you everything, remind you of all that I've said and did. The Spirit of truth will be with you, abiding in you, connecting you. The truth. Why are we here? Well, somebody told you about Jesus. Somehow or another, Jesus stuck in your heart. Somehow or another, all these words aren't an idle tale, as Acts would be saying, that they're drunk, they don't know what they're talking about. Something compels you to come here every week, maybe a couple times a year, whatever it is. Something is different. And it's the Spirit. The Spirit that we know that Jesus has, does, and continues to love us, no questions asked. We're united together in one as he prayed, even though we are so full of sin and that's what God has to work with. We're still united together in Christ. We're able to know the peace that surpasses all understanding that the world cannot give. We're curious. We read the scriptures and try to understand them. That's why even if you read a little bit, we could have so many different ways to go with these texts. The Spirit is working with us. The Spirit lets us know we are not alone. Yes, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, Jesus ascended into heaven. But he's still very much among us. The truth is indeed among us. We hear it translated in different ways, which is why I didn't read the NRSV, if you know your NRSV. I read the New International Translation. Just changed the words a little bit. But it shows that even that can work in different ways. People have heard it in so many different ways. The thys, the thous, the whats, the downs, every which way the scriptures have been translated. Greek, Spanish, German, every single one. I can't even think of them all. But there's so many different ways. And yet something brings us together, compels us to hear it. The Spirit. We hear the truth and translate it in different ways. And this week's going to be no different. Obviously, you look up front, that's not usually what you see. But they're going to learn about how God is good. And sure, I could give lots of sermons about how God's good, but they're going to learn it through so many different ways of how God is good. How God is there in the ups, the downs of life. How God is indeed good. People are going to be going to confirmation camp and hear how God is good in that way. Something will help it stick in our hearts. That's the Spirit. So hear these words from the theme song from VBS this week. Wherever you lead me, I'm going to follow. I'm trusting you, God. You're good. Life will get crazy, wild, and amazing. But I'm trusting you, God, because you are good. That's the truth. That God's good all the time. Clearly you don't come on Wednesday. That's okay. But that's something we do on Wednesday where at the very end of service we yell out, God is good, and they say all the time. And all the time, God is good. How do we know that? What brings us here? Why is it even possible? It's that Spirit. The Spirit that, yes, roared in at Pentecost fills us so that we can share that good news with one another. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't believe in Christ on our own. But thanks to that advocate, we most certainly can, and that is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.